Come up with your...
Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yes, sirree. It is time for You Big Dummy on the Nick DiGilio Show. Oh, there you are. All right. It's time for Dummy Number One. Dummy Number One. A man was bitten by a python after trying to take a selfie with the creature. I love when selfies turn stupid. It happened in the northwestern part of India after Forest Department officials removed the snake from a school. Wow. They were holding the python and posing for pictures after successfully capturing it. The man then moved in closer for a selfie and was attacked by the snake, which lunged forward and bit him on the shoulder. The snake was taken away, and the man only suffered minor injuries, according to India Today.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Yeah, if you did, and we see these all the time.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Ha! There's stories all the time about people who try to take selfies with wild animals and then pay the ultimate price. This guy didn't pay the ultimate price, but he did pay a price. He is very dumb, but what are you going to do? All right, you know what that means. It's time for Dummy Number Two. Number Two. A man who flagged down a police officer was arrested when he accidentally showed the cop stolen credit cards. Oh, this sounds good already. According to an affidavit, a St. Petersburg police officer was stopped by a man who said he wanted to charge his cell phone so he could call an Uber. The alleged criminal sat on a bench and spoke with the officer, then pulled out several credit cards from his pocket and started going through them, according to the affidavit. The officer noticed that one of the cards had a picture of an African-American on it. The man in question is Caucasian. The alleged criminal said he didn't know how he got the card. He was arrested and is being held on a $150 bond. $150 bond? Really? That's it?
Well, the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Well, that's that. That sounds like less than a parking ticket, $150.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, and he's sitting on a bench showing cops his credit cards. That seems weird. And what credit card has a picture of... Do any of your credit cards have pictures on them?
None of mine, but I have seen it before.
Really? Esmeralda, you got...
have any, but yeah, I've seen it.
Where am I? Maybe nobody will extend me credit. That's why I don't know that that's a thing. I'm lucky mine has a chip. You know? I called to tell the credit card company that I was going to España, and there was a recording. Congratulations, you no longer have to tell us if you're leaving the country because chip technology, try it again, has made everything safer. So I tell my wife, I didn't have to tell anybody because the recording came on. She didn't believe me as far as she could throw me. So, did you ask to talk to somebody in person? No, the recording said, congratulations, you don't have to tell anybody. Uh-huh. I said, okay. So then she went in to call on her own card. Same company. She calls on her card. I said, what'd they say? Oh, I got the recording. Did you ask for anybody? No, I got a recording. I said, yeah, I know you got the recording because I got it 3 minutes ago and you didn't believe me. Well, she was probably right. All right, let's do this. Then we will get back to you, big dummy, because that's what we do here on the Nick DiGilio Show on a Friday morning. All right, let's continue with you, big dummy, on the Nick D Show. It is time for Dummy Number Three. Dummy Number Three. An Angry Birds backpack was the clue investigators say they needed after a robbery at a Deltona convenience store. During the robbery, which was captured on video and witnessed by a customer in the parking lot, two men with weapons approached the store clerk and demanded money, according to deputies. You know what I want, one man said to the clerk as he handed him a black backpack embroidered with an Angry Birds character. The clerk filled the backpack with money, cigarettes, and cigars, deputies said. That is what he wanted. How about some gum? Because you're going to have stank breath after all that smoking. A short time later, an officer noticed a man carrying a backpack exactly like the one used in a robbery. Oh, it was either that guy or a wayward first grader. The man admitted to being involved and was arrested, according to investigators.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and...
a dummy.
Busted and...
a dummy.
Yeah, busted and a dummy. Dummy number four. The New York County Sheriff's Office says a woman called 911 five times because the person she was staying with wouldn't allow her to use the Wi-Fi. That sounds reasonable. Let's go on and see if this was indeed justified. If you can't get on, how are you going to check your Facebook? Gotta get the Wi-Fi. According to the report, deputies responded Saturday after the suspect called 911 for a fifth time. You would think after three, maybe you get the message. But then again, I've never been denied Wi-Fi by somebody I've been staying with. The caller, 49-year-old woman from Houston, told deputies she had been in South Carolina for 3 weeks and wasn't allowed to use the home's Wi-Fi or phone because she ran up the bill calling people in Texas and Indiana. Why do you go to South Carolina to make long-distance calls? She admitted none of the 911 calls were emergencies. The woman was charged with unlawful use of 911.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Deep Dummy. I forget, not having watched Sanford and Son in a while, how little those insults make sense. But they're all funny.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Yeah, big dummy. All right, let's go to the final dummy. Dummy number five. Oh, I always like a good renovation. This is right up my alley, Dan.
I did. I picked it just for you.
Thank you so much. Now, look at Esmeralda's interest has peaked. Why is Brian so excited? Is it about a man in a hat? No, this is not a Curious George dummy. This is a naked dummy. A man remodeling his home has been arrested for renovating while naked. And in truth, who has not done housework naked? Dust, vacuum, rewire the electrical. Neighbors have called and complained about Rob Jenner, 42, because he would often do his work in nothing but a tool belt and work boots. Well, sure, because he works night at Chippendales, comes home, he's got things to do with the house. This doesn't sound too far out for me. After several complaints, Rob posted a sign reading, "A naturist is working on this property. Please do not take offense." Despite the notice, however, Jenner was eventually arrested after ignoring police requests to cover up. Yeah, you can't have all your tools hanging out. Some of them have to be covered. He also slapped with an antisocial behavior warning notice and made to pay an 80-pound fine. So this is from either Britain or he had to pay in meat. This is an English story, correct? He didn't have to go to the shed and get some pork loin. One woman said she was not offended by his behavior, and he was a very pleasant man. Hubba hubba. She said, "I've got a husband, sons, and grandchildren, so maybe that's why it doesn't shock me so much. Plus, he's not a bad-looking chap." He will appear in court to enter pleas on charges next Tuesday and again on Tuesday, the 25th of October. So his nudity is so nice, they're going to try him twice. All right, there you go. That's
you bigger dummy than my dummy.
That's what she said.
Dummy than my dummy.
Well, what happened there? All right, so now it's time to recap with the vote. Is everybody ready? Dummy number one, the dummy who got bit trying to take a selfie with a python. Dummy number two, the dummy who flagged down a cop to charge his phone and showed him stolen credit cards. Dummy number three, the dummy who got caught because of his Angry Birds backpack. Dummy number four, the dummy who called 911 because she couldn't use the Wi-Fi. And finally, dummy number five, the dummy nudist who refused to cover up while working at home. We go to you, Esmeralda. What say you?
I like the nudist that doesn't want to cover up.
Naked dummy.
I just like because the woman's like, he's not bad to look at.
Not bad to look at. Well, listen.
Obviously, I could not post the link to the story on your Facebook page because
is it NSFW?
NSFW.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah, it was on the Metro UK story.
Now, what kind of hammer was he swinging? Ball ping?
I can't
claw?
Speak to that. But
what are you? He's, sledge?
He's very fit.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Very handsome man.
Really?
Yes.
And how old was he again?
42.
42.
Doesn't look it.
No, oh, really? Wow, nope. Dan, sounds like you have a little admiration for our naked dummy.
Because I can't do anything around the house, naked or otherwise.
Stud with a stud, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. And is that who you're voting for?
You know, I normally he would take it, but the fact that the guy was showing credit cards and it had an African American person on the card and knew he was Caucasian, so he will be my vote
for
the dummy who flagged down a cop to charge his phone and then showed him stolen credit cards.
One vote for dummy number two, one vote for dummy number five. Vic, what say you?
Naked Handyman.
Naked Handyman. That sounds like a Sammy Davis Jr. song. Who can take a rainbow? Naked Handyman. The Naked Handyman can.
Esmeralda's lighting that keyboard up looking for
this. Yeah, she can. Oh, she must have found it. The expression on Esmeralda's face was of shock, awe, desire, and hunger, all wrapped up into one unbelievable expression. Did you find it, Esmeralda?
Will V be changing his Halloween costume?
Yeah. All of a sudden, V is the Naked British Handyman. You don't have you don't have to put on that cardigan anymore, honey. Good news. Bad news is, it might be cold that night, so we're going to have to figure out a shrinkage remedy.
He doesn't look 42.
I can't wait till tomorrow when our IT department looks at the logs and says, "Huh? Who was on the computer?"
Research.
It's news.
Research.
Yeah. It is a news site, so I think she's okay.
It's show prep. Because you can just pull the tape and go, "Well, it's Noonan's fault." He was talking about a nude guy in a tool belt whose level was a little bit off. All right, that's two for the for dummy number five. I'll be honest. I have to go with the python. Because if you're that stupid and you put your face near a python.
So the naked guy?
Whoa! Yes, it is, in fact, three votes for the naked guy.
Classic.
Very good, Dan.
Dummy! Dummy!
Yes, our favorite naked handyman is the dummy of the week. All right, Dan, what do we got? What are
you? Have me up on the board?
Are you supposed to play something? Hold on. Where are you? Yeah, I do have you up. I think. I mean, it's your fault.
F-bomb.
What a night! What's going on?
Out of context. Context. Context.
We put all our effort into the first four nights.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Esmeralda is still hypnotized by her computer screen.
I turned it off.
It's like, ooh, that's a ball peen hair. Ooh, those are pliers, aren't they? That's a nail puller. That looks like a cat's claw. I don't know what's going on over there. Is that a baby's arm? All right, Dad, we're straight out of context. Is that correct?
Yes. Karen and Tom heard this one of Bill Leff.
Sure they did.
It just turns blue down there.
Well, sure, if it's cold out, Bill.
Brian and Brad submitted this one of Dean Richards.
There's a cross-dressing 6'5 giant man. I'm there.
I like when Dean lets us know what exactly is on the menu.
Tony sent in this one. Bill and Wendy.
They were too big for the spot I had.
You needed a precise size and style.
I could not go bigger than a 16-inch. 12-inch, 14, right. 16.
Well, there's about a lot of talk about Wendy being a size queen, so that doesn't surprise me.
We all heard this one of Steve Rzanich.
Well, if they boiled those balls every night, maybe.
Yep, I remember that. Steve was all about the. What were we talking about?
The
ball pit.
Yes, the place.
Drinking in a ball pit in Japan, where I'll be going on another vacation.
All right, one last one before we break. Esmeralda's favorite, Lou Manfredini's producer Lindsay, submitted by Brian.
Douse it. I mean, get it nice and wet.
Yummy.
Wow. Saturday mornings are just, it's a randy time. People are wiping the sleep out of their eyes. Lou's wiping the sleep out of his eyes or wherever else. It's fine listening. All right, let's do this. Then we'll have more on the other side. WGN.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, poor, I'm coming straight.
Out of context, context, context.
Context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yes, it is Straight Out of Context on the Nick D Show. Brian Noonan in for Nick. Nick will be back with you Monday morning. He's been enjoying his vacation, and I've been enjoying his vacation as well because I got to be here with you. All right, Dan, we started Straight Out of Context. We had, again, now granted, I don't do Straight Out of Context. I'm not here all the time. But every time I have been here, Wendy Snyder seems to be a popular figure on there. Do you think she's saying things on purpose to get on Straight Out of Context? Do you think she likes to expand her brand in that manner?
She is a big fan of the segment.
Right.
She has sent in other people on the segment.
Is that right?
Yes. So, all right. But I think she will be given a run for her money this week by you.
Oh, that can't be true.
Well, we'll have to find
out. We'll have to find out.
But first...
Yes, but
Wild,
first.
But first, Wild Bill sent in these of Glenn Koslowski, Ed O'Bradovich, and Mark Carman.
He'll never go near the button.
Do you trust John Fox with the button?
Fox wouldn't know where the button is.
Those guys, I'm surprised that we don't just run their whole show in this segment. That entire program is out of context. Entertaining is all get out. And yet, very out of context.
Matthew heard this one of you.
Mm-mm. I just jam it all in there. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's the context?
I think you were talking about getting a lot of ideas into a particular segment. We had several
Is that
topics
right?
going at once.
Okay. I'm glad you're paying attention.
Yes. So... Mark submitted these of you and Esmeralda.
Oh. You have a choice, Esmeralda. It's I just
this
hold
one
it
looks
up.
Bigger.
This one looks bigger. You want to do the bigger one? How many times have you said that, Esmeralda, when you're making a choice?
Many times.
I do remember that because Dan actually asked me if I was going to do that again trying to decide on a segment. Are you just going to hold it up and let Esmeralda look at it?
We might hear that next week.
Wow, that would be fun.
Yeah. Harold gives us this one of Patty.
Whipping that French thing out.
Hmm. Oh, is that from her, what's in the box?
I don't know.
Oh. It's French. Mm. Oui, oui.
Scott emailed this one of you.
And then maybe we go Facebook Live and I just... I'm an idiot. What does that even mean? I even out of context, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. These are all from me. See, that's the problem when you don't pay attention to what you say.
Right.
Things just come out.
Speaking of which, yeah. Wild Bill sent in this one of you.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick your meat, and you can pick your bun. I vaguely remember that. Why did you give me that look of disdain?
I did not. I'm trying to remember who sent in this one of Roger Badish because I didn't make my note correctly.
Uh-oh.
So, listener who sent this in to Roger Badish, we thank you.
Thank you.
I want to be the hand that comes out the little ball.
Ooh. You got to see a urologist if that's happening. There's a hand coming out. Ah! Unless you have a conjoined twin down there.
Brian sent in this one of you.
If we don't get deeper in, that means nothing. I'm speechless. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to. I'm glad Wendy is the reigning queen of this segment. I don't want to take over.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Plus, I don't really pay attention to what I say, which is a problem. And now it's just being brought back to my attention that I really, who knows what's going on in my noggin.
Yep. Our winner this week may be this next one, though. Eric and morning show's producer Mike Jacobson and Bennett Wakenight sent this one in. It's a fellow morning show producer, Mary Sandberg.
Ooh.
I think if you put Vaseline all over your body, you'll be able to pull out quickly.
Wow. Mary.
I'm
going to have to avert my eyes if I see her in the hall this morning. That's going to make me uncomfortable.
Newly married
and covered in Vaseline.
Congratulations, Pat.
Yes, congratulations to both. And to Vaseline for the unintended shout-out. Everybody wins during this segment. Everybody wins.
Laura submitted this one of Wendy.
2 feet long with a tiny little ball at the
right.
end of it.
She makes it too easy. She just tees them right up.
And another one of her from Laura.
Forgot to turn myself on. You'd think by now I'd know how to do that.
You would. She's been around a while.
Another one of you we all recognized at the very moment you said it.
Big giant ball of goo in my mouth. I know, Esmeralda, I look as disgusted as you do.
Wow.
Why did we say... I'm tired of asking when I said
that. I
couldn't
even tell, like, what you were possibly talking about.
We were talking about gum. You like many dentine ices.
Oh, in my mouth?
Yes.
Oh, the chiclets.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. Wow, you guys have very good recall.
Spanish gum, by the way, chiclets.
Is that right? It's chewing gum, you say. You know, when I put gum in my mouth, wow, suddenly the whole week just unravels in the final hour. All the good work we've put into this point, just because that's all they'll remember. Right. When the bosses listen, they're not going to listen to the whole week of fine broadcasts and insightful commentary and interesting guests and the levity. They'll hear this few minutes and they'll go, man, that can't happen again. We're putting a kibosh on that.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one of Anna Levantes.
Ooh.
It's Wait. Up.
She sounds surprised. What was that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Johnsburg AJ, heard this one of you.
He's always looking for a little hand action. All right, don't laugh at your own stuff, Brian.
Don from Crystal Lake sent in this one of you.
Keep that poll going. Well, I'm glad I could help, Dan. Glad I was able to make the segment go. I know there's other personalities on this station.
Yeah, but unfortunately...
Is there anybody that you never hear? Are there some people that you never get on here?
Let's see here. There's some rarities.
Justin.
Yeah, Justin's a rarity. We only get a Justin every once in a while. Okay. I think actually Mike Steven, which you got last week, was a first-timer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank Fontana.
We had that really funny one with Frank Fontana, though, a couple weeks ago.
Amy Guth.
Amy Guth is a rare one.
Wow.
Yeah.
These people got to amp up their out-of-context game.
I'm going through the weekend shows.
The Fisherman Show?
Yes, we have not.
Charlie Potter? He doesn't get on her? Does it talk about mounting a deer or anything? There's never been any sort of taxidermy double entendre that you could get Charlie on? About putting his pole in the water?
I think we've gotten
Luring
everybody.
His muskie? Nothing?
I'm going through the weekend shows. I think we've had at least one from everybody.
All right.
So.
Bubala,
not as often.
Dave Plyer?
You know, I don't know if we've had a Dave Plyer.
Dave's too professional to say something.
Yeah.
What about Big Steve Cochran?
Oh yeah,
you get him on there?
No,
okay,
yeah, we do.
All right,
yeah.
That whole group.
Oh, that whole group is they're randy.
Ever since Sandberg and Jacobson started,
is that right?
It's oh man.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it tries to class it up, but other than that.
But Steve will go down in the gutter every once in a while.
Yeah.
Dave and
Dave,
Mary.
Dave.
Really?
Dave, again, doesn't happen often. When it happens,
it's good.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There was something about a buckthorn a couple months ago. Unbelievable.
Huh. What about Bertrand in the business hour?
Oh, yeah, Bertrand.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad everybody gets involved.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, now I'm done for about a year and a half.
Oh, actually, we got one more.
Oh, really?
And guess of who?
I hope it's Guth.
You and Laura Vaughn.
Oh. That was just yesterday.
I
like
remember.
The taste of it.
Oh, you like the taste of
it? I
wine?
Love the taste of it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Could have been anything. See what happens when you're not here, Esmeralda? I'm tasting
mayhem
things.
Mayhem breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose because you're not here to monitor me or look at naked handymen.
I do that on my off time.
I know. That's what I understand that's where you were yesterday. All right.
Why don't we break? Yeah,
is that the last one?
That completes the straight out of context for this week.
That is fantastic.